This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India will continue to work for peace, progress and prosperity of the region during his third term. In this context, he called for deeper people-to-people ties and connectivity in the region. Mr. Modi was meeting the visiting leaders of India's neighbourhood and Indian Ocean region at Rashtrapati Bhavan last night after his swearing-in ceremony. Thanking them for gracing the occasion, Prime Minister reaffirmed India's commitment to its neighbourhood-first policy and Sagar vision. Mr. Modi said India will continue to amplify the voice of the Global South in the international arena. Top leaders from India's neighbourhood and the Indian Ocean region, including Maldives President Mohammad Muizu, Nepal Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachand and Sri Lankan President Ranil Wickremasinghe, graced the swearing-in ceremony of Prime Minister Modi and the Union Council of Ministers. Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina, Mauritius Prime Minister Pravind Kumar Jagnauth, his Bhutanese counterpart Shering Tobgay and Vice President of Seychelles Ahmed Afif also attended the glittering ceremony held at the Rashtrapati Bhavan. Mr. Narendra Modi has been sworn in as Prime Minister for the third consecutive term. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has thanked world leaders for their congratulatory messages. President Draupadi Murmu administered the oath of office and secrecy to Mr. Modi along with members of the new Council of Ministers at a function held at Rashtrapati Bhavan yesterday evening. During the swearing-in ceremony, 30 cabinet ministers, 5 ministers of state independent charge and 36 ministers of state took oath. Senior BJP leaders Rajnath Singh, Amit Shah, Nitin Gadkari, Dr. S. Jayashankar, Piyush Goyal, Dharmendra Pradhan, Nirmala Sitharaman and BJP President J.P. Nadda took oath as cabinet ministers. The first meeting of the new union cabinet is expected to be held in Delhi this evening. In Jammu and Kashmir, the security forces today launched a massive cordon and search operation to track down terrorists responsible for the attack on a passenger bus in Riyasi district last evening that left 10 people dead and 33 others injured. The bus was returning from Shivkhori Cave Shrine to Katra. Riyasi SSP Mohita Sharma said the driver was hit by gunfire and lost control of the vehicle. Prime Minister Narendra Modi took stock of the situation and directed Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha to constantly monitor the situation and ensure all possible medical care and assistance to the injured pilgrims. President Draupadi Murmu has also expressed anguish over the terror attack on pilgrims' bus in Jammu and Kashmir. Sikkim Krantikari Morcha SKM leader Prem Singh Tamang will be sworn in as Chief Minister of Sikkim today. The swearing-in ceremony will be held at Paljor Stadium in Gangtok at 4 p.m. Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya will administer the oath of office and secrecy to Mr. Tamang and his Council of Ministers. Mr. Tamang will take oath as for the second term. The 11th session of the 15th Kerala Assembly begins today. The 28-day session is primarily aimed at holding detailed discussions on the demands for grants in the 2024-25 state budget, which was presented in February. 13 days of the session will be set aside for discussing and passing the demands for grants in the budget. The 11th session will conclude on July 25th. French President Emmanuel Macron has called snap parliamentary elections later this month in the wake of a big victory for his rival Marine Le Pen's national rally in the European Parliament vote. Exit polls say the far-right party is on course to win 32% of the votes, more than twice that of President Macron's Renaissance Party. Indian equity indices hit their all-time high levels in today's early trade, with the Sensex surpassing the 77,000 mark for the first time ever. These include the Reserve Bank of India, RBI, revising its GDP growth projection upwards of 7.2% for 2024-25 from the earlier 7%, as well as fresh foreign fund inflows. In an intense showdown, the Indian men's cricket team pulled off a thrilling 6-runs victory against arch-rivals Pakistan in the ICC Men's T20 World Cup cricket at the Nassau County International Cricket Stadium in New York yesterday. Put into bat first, India posted a total of 119 runs in 19 overs after being bowled out by the Pakistani Pacers. And that is the end of this news bulletin.